You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We often talk about accessibility and how products can be made easier to use for blind and partially sighted people. But perhaps one place that we often don't consider is in the shower. Well, RNIB has been collaborating with Myra Showers, who've developed Select Flex, which is an easy-to-control shower. And here to tell us more is Susanna AD, who is Head of Product Marketing with Myra Showers. Welcome into RNIB Connect Radio. Why did you decide to make an accessible shower?
We know that the mixer shower market in particular, that's growing, and consumers sort of are choosing that type of shower for quality, reliability, and thermostatic safety as well. So that's where there's a real benefit there through temperature stability. And this shower really builds on Myra's strengths with the advanced electric shower. So that has been designed with inclusive principles and aspects of that product concept. So it's bringing learnings from that into a mixer shower, which is a different type of product and how it functions to a new audience.
Why did you decide to create a sort of an accessible or an inclusive shower mixer then?
Yeah, so looking at other products out there, there's not a mixer shower that has been specifically designed with inclusive and accessible sort of design principles and design features. So again, sort of recognizing that that's a real opportunity for Myra Showers to enter into that space. And as I mentioned, sort of taking some of our learnings from the advanced electric shower, which is a different type of product, but how that works into a mixer shower as well. So building on our success with the advanced shower.
Right. Okay. So how did the collaboration then between RNIB and Myra Showers come about?
So Myra has some history of working with the RNIB before the Select Flex project. So launched the current version of the Myra Advanced Shower back in 2010. Myra worked with the RNIB on that. So we sort of re-engaged and opened that relationship again. But I think it's fair to say we've kind of progressed that a lot more this time. We've sort of collaborated on much more of the design together. And yeah, kind of recognising that it was really important to the stakeholders with this type of shower and the specification of it as well.
Right. And what did that process involve?
Yeah, so the key part of the collaborative design with the RNIB was the focus group with the user study. So Myra Showers prototyped different concepts of the Select Flex shower and then different design iterations of some of the key features. And then once we had confidence with the design consistency, we put forward the design and the prototypes and the actual parts for the RNIB for user testing through the focus group. The feedback from that was really helpful and really kind of drove the design aspects. And the shower was not an immediate pass. So the RNIB provided a really detailed report back to Myra Showers and a summary with 8 key recommendations for further refinements to the shower. So these were made, and then this helped Myra secure the all-important RNIB tried and tested endorsement for the Select Flex shower.
Right. And what sort of research did you do and user testing? I mean, you must have had some sense of what the challenges are. I mean, I'm not, I've never had a problem having a shower, right? So I'm curious to know where this came from. What was the sort of the problem you were trying to solve, and what did you discover in your research and user testing?
Yeah, and I think the principle of the research and user testing was about putting kind of yourself in the shoes of the user and a variety of users as well. We know that showering, kind of everyone takes a shower, so making sure we were looking at researching the product with different audiences and different stakeholders in that specification journey as well. We know that there's lots of different needs through to the specification manager who might recommend a product, an occupational therapist, again, sort of influencing that, all the way through to the installer, the contractor who are in someone's bathroom, and then the end user. So there's so many different people to engage with throughout that. So that was really the principle to do so, to speak to as many people as we could, That involved different depth interviews, design studies with occupational therapists, so opportunity to kind of have a hands-on interaction with the product, actually try out some of the features as well, all the way through to installation trials with contractors and maintenance teams, and then the focus group through the RNIB as well. So you're making sure we're using different methods and the right methods as well to get to different audiences and make sure their feedback comes through into the design.
Yeah, just giving you a bit of certainty, because I think most of us just sort of twist the knob and hope, you know. I mean, what are your thoughts on the new product, and what are the main benefits, do you think, for blind and partially sighted people?
So I have quite a lot of experience working at Myra Showers. I've worked for almost 15 years now, but I think, you know, Select Flex is really a step change in inclusive shower design. I think for me, it's the product that offers the most difference and sort of different features as well. And I think it's the principle of accessible for all to use. And that was, you know, so important. It's inclusively designed, but accessible for all with that as well. So just to highlight some of the key features, the shower has an on-off button. So to your point about kind of turning the temperature dial and hoping, that means that you can leave the temperature at a set position and just turn it on and off with the button. So it's always going to be the temperature that you selected. There's no guesswork anymore to do that. So you should make it much easier to kind of use each time. And the shower visually looks very different. It's not chrome plated, which most of the mixer showers in the market are currently. But that kind of, it gives it a real distinctive visual sort of cue. So high contrast, black and white and matte finishes as well. So kind of a real visual step change, as well as the features in the product.
Well, there we are. Accessible showers. Who would have thought it? Well, where can we learn more, Susanna? What's the best place to find out more about Select Flex and the rest of the Myra Showers range?
So Select Flex is brand new. We have just launched it this month. But the best place to find out more information is the Myra Showers website. So that's myrashowers.co.uk.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Susanna Adey, Head of Product Marketing with Myra Showers. Thank you for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.